Thank you, Wes, for asking me to share my story tonight. My name is Jenny Reynolds. I have had the true privilege and opportunity to serve at Watermark as a leader in divorce care for kids for the past 4 years. I love working with these kids. Serving in this ministry with these children has been a blessing and an opportunity for redemption and healing in my own life. I would like to start by sharing 2 Corinthians 1:3-5. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all of our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we receive from God. This verse truly sums up why God has called me to serve in this ministry. He has called me to love these children with His love and to comfort them in their time of need just as He did for me. The Lord guided me to this ministry in such a clear way. About 4 years ago, I was going through a painful end to a relationship with an ex-boyfriend, and I decided to leave the church that we were attending and visit Watermark. My first week at Watermark, I saw something in the bulletin called Divorce Care for Kids, and as I looked at that during the service, it stayed with me, and I knew that the Lord was calling me here. I called the female leader that was serving in Divorce Care for Kids, and she said she was having a baby, and she was praying in that moment to find somebody to step in and take her place. I said, "Well, I think that I'm your girl." As I began to serve with these kids, I was able to see how much these children needed Jesus' love and comfort. They are experiencing so many changes after a divorce and don't know how to deal with all their emotions that they are going through. Divorce Care for Kids give them an opportunity to have a safe place to share their feelings and ask questions that they may never have shared before. It is also a place for them to hear about Christ's love for them. As a leader and a child of divorce, I want these children to feel heard and to feel validated in their pain and emotions. As leaders, we hope that these other children can see that there are children going through the same things they're experiencing. It's such a beautiful process to watch these children over the 13 weeks open up and talk through feelings of anger, fear, doubt, frustration, loneliness, and sadness. It is then that we can share with them about the love, forgiveness, and healing, and what that looks like through Christ. I didn't have a program like Divorce Care for Kids when my parents divorced, and I'm so grateful that these children all have this opportunity to share their feelings and to learn that the divorce is not their fault. The first night of divorce care, we, as all the leaders, we share our story with the kids. And I want these children to see that all the pain that they're experiencing, we also went through. And we want them to hear the message of hope. I want them to hear our stories of healing and redemption so that they can come to an understanding that Christ will do that for them also. Tonight I want to share a little bit about my story of redemption and healing after experiencing the divorce of my parents. I hope that tonight you hear the faithfulness of my God in my story, and through one of the greatest disappointments and trials in my life, God has allowed me to see a clear picture of His love, His comfort, and His provision and hope. A song that's meant a lot to me this year is by Bebo Norman, and it's entitled God of My Everything. And as I was planning tonight's, writing my story out, I thought this is a good way for me to sum up the lessons that I've learned over the years of who God is to me. God was there the whole time through all the pain, tears, heartbreak, and loneliness. And the words of this song say, God of my hope, God of my need, God of my pain that no one else will see, God of my healing, and God of my strength, and God of my everything. This has been a journey with the Lord, and a journey to learn to trust again and to place my trust solely in Him. God of my need and pain that no one else will see. My parents divorced when I was 10 years old. My father was unfaithful to my mother. They were separated for what seemed to be like a long time before the divorce was final. During the separation, he moved in and out of the house for short periods of time and then would leave again. It was very sad and confusing for me. I know I was scared and I didn't understand what was happening to my family. I have one younger sister, Amanda, who's here tonight. She's my best friend, and she knows me the best. The divorce was actually something that brought us together. I was so grateful to know that there was one other person who knew everything and understood everything in my heart. She's been a true encouragement and gift to me. She was 5 years old when they divorced, and as I look back on this time, I realize that as the oldest child, I wanted to protect my younger sister and didn't want her to experience any of the pain that I was feeling. I wanted her to be shielded from the ugliness I saw between my parents and I, and wanted to be the messenger between my parents so that she didn't have to. I felt that it was my responsibility to tell my dad how much he was hurting us and how upset I was about what was going on. I was so confused and scared when my parents were fighting about money. I felt like I needed to ask my dad to pay my mom the child support check or the tuition check or the money for our events because I didn't want my mom to worry about money. I was so confused and hurt that my own dad didn't want to take care of us financially, emotionally, or spiritually. I didn't feel heard or validated in my feelings with my dad. I felt like my dad shut me down, and I felt like he did not want to know my pain or my hurt. I felt like my dad didn't want to know me. I didn't feel safe after my dad moved out of the house and felt like the world was turning upside down. I felt like something was wrong with me, and I definitely needed something more. God of my hope, I turned to my mom during this very painful time. I can't imagine what she was going through in that time. She had gone through a divorce, the death of her father. She had returned to full-time work and moved cities all within a year. Through all of those trials, Jesus met her there. She really turned to Christ with her pain. I didn't know Jesus at that time, and so I ran to my mom to pour out my pain and fear. I have very vivid memories of my mother being on her knees next to my bed, praying the Lord's angels and protection around our house because I was scared. I can't count the hours that she sat with me then and over the past 25 years while I cried and she listened. During our time together, she began to point me to the one who could rescue me and save me. She shared Jesus with me, and I accepted him as my Savior in one of those many conversations we had in my room. Her faith in the Lord was an example to me and my sister, and we are both eternally grateful for this. She helped me to start understanding that even though I felt like my earthly father was absent, I had a heavenly father that loved me very much and died for me to save me from my sin. He rescued me from this place of despair and pain. He became my hope when it looked hopeless. He met me in the dark place. He tangibly brought people into my mom and sister and I's lives that poured Christ's love out to us and showed us Christ's love. They began to take us to church and show us what God's love was all about. Christ used his people to be a provision in our lives and to help us grow in Christ. During middle school and high school, the Lord provided so many other ways to show me more about him through mentors and disciples and youth group. It was a true gift. God of my healing and God of my everything. Isaiah 61:1-2. The Spirit of the Lord, God, is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the afflicted. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and freedom to the prisoners. As the years passed and I became an adult, I realized that there was still brokenness from my parents' divorce and having a father that was not emotionally present for me and my sister. I realized that for years I had used coping techniques such as performance, people-pleasing, and busyness to find life. And I did not find my identity solely in him. I so badly wanted to find that unconditional love that I didn't receive from my earthly father. I sought it in relationships with guys that were emotionally absent and very unhealthy for me. I chose to stay in unhealthy relationships that weren't good for me, desperately seeking that love, approval, and safety I had not found in my earthly dad. I had not dealt with my pain from the divorce and my lack of trust in my earthly father, and then realizing there was a lack of trust ultimately in my heavenly father. I had not experienced true freedom in Christ and what it really meant to rest in Him. I prayed that God would show me what freedom meant. He began to show me my brokenness and my need for Him. He gathered the broken pieces and slowly started putting them back together with His truth, His love, His mercy, and His compassion. As I looked around me, I saw that He was orchestrating so many things to provide healing. Through Christ and my community, my counselor, my mom, my sister, God began to show me freedom and bind up my broken heart. He showed me truth about myself and what I needed to turn over to Him. I had to face the fact that I really didn't trust the one that I called my Savior. He has been teaching me what it means to trust in Him alone and that He desires good for me. I have really struggled with being single and why I'm not married. And for so many years, I have not trusted Christ in this area of my life. I've searched for the man of my dreams, to find the man to be the ultimate protector and provider and to feel loved and to feel chosen and known. What I've been searching for the whole time is right in front of me. I am chosen and I am known by my Heavenly Father, who will never disappoint. I can't find that satisfaction in an earthly man. I have to find it in Him first. He has allowed me to experience freedom in a way that I have never before. He is the God of healing. Through my greatest disappointments, He has shown me in His mercy and His protection what a Savior He is. There is hope in Him alone. He knows what I need, and I pray every day that He will be the God of my everything. Thank you for allowing me to share. Through everything, God can work all things together for good. By His grace, I'm standing here today. I'm so grateful for the opportunity to serve with your children. I know that you know your children are going through so much right now. They could be confused or scared or angry or sad or lonely. Validate them in their feelings. Listen to them. Ask them to share with you. Remember, they are experiencing pain too, and they need you. They want to be known by you. Point them to their Heavenly Father that can be the ultimate source of love, encouragement, comfort, and support. Thank you.